You're listening to Something Wicked Radio. This week, Mark Hollander, Season 20, Episode 10.
Mark Hollander, can I help you?
Hi, Mark. This is Julia Hollinger from Something Wicked Radio. How are you doing today?
Julia, if I was doing any better, there'd be two of me. And I'm always reminded that would be extremely dangerous to have two Mark Hollanders around. How you doing?
Good stuff, man. Tell me a little bit about yourself.
Well, I was born and raised in New Orleans, in Louisiana. I just recently lost my dad 2 months back, and to my late Jerry and Dawn Hollander. Grew up in New Orleans and went to East Jefferson High School, and graduated. I was played sports. I think I was the only Caucasian on the track team, but I was able to be blessed enough to be, I was able to get about 22 scholarships to play football in college, so I had a free college education, and I went to Southern Mississippi in Hattiesburg, Mississippi, and I was a quarterback, and I finally graduated from the University of New Orleans after 7 years of school, and I even went to nursing school for a while at Cameron College. And, of course, I've been married for 26 years and got three lovely daughters. One's married. One's going to get married, so I have to make $1 million a year just to be poor nowadays, you know. But my ascension to where I'm at now, the reason why I decided to write a book about conspiracies and, you know, chemtrails, and knowingly that I found out that six corporations control 90% of all information given to all of us, which is kind of a scary thought if you think about it. Six corporate entities that control 90% of all information given to all of us. And the fascinating part about it is most of the information they give us, whether it's through Snopes, Google, the news, you know, mainstream news media, just anything that you see and read, or the Masonic installed school books, you know, because the science of theory and stuff, things that you can't ascertain to be true on any level. A lot of the things that you research and a lot of books I've read, you know, of course, YouTube's part of the information, Freedom of Information Act, the Kennedy assassination, you know, the word conspiracy actually came from that, you know, right when Kennedy got assassinated. And there was a lot of eyewitnesses that said that the shots came from the grassy knoll, you know, that actually, you know, no pun intended, but that blew off his brain, you know, his brains went in Jackie's lap and in the back of the vehicle, the limousine. And that came from the front, which would have been not only impractical, but impossible for Oswald to shoot him. He would have had to been in front of Kennedy, not behind him, at, you know, at the Texas School Book Depository. So when the U.S. government formed the Warren Commission, which was, you know, a paid-to-lie board, the official government narrative on, you know, who killed Kennedy, you know, the whole story behind it, there were lots of eyewitnesses that actually saw a second gunman. And they were silenced, or their stories were never told. And the government at that point came up with the word conspiracy, you know, which actually made people think, they brainwashed people into thinking that the word conspiracy was a bad thing or something that wasn't true or something that was just came out of the wild blue yonder. You know what I mean? So the word conspiracy came from my own CIA, you know, to kill off any truth or any dissenting opinions away from the U.S. government. Deception started way before then. Part of what Kennedy had even suggested in his speech, that whoever controls the weather controls the world. And it's called weather manipulation through geoengineering. And if people don't believe me, they're just, I have 64 patents that you can actually go, you know, you could even on Google, they'll even show it, you know, because Google lies half the time themselves. But you can Google the U.S. Patent Office, and if you research 64 patents that I have, it would absolutely astound you. It would floor you. You know, so I have 64 of them that I've looked up 59 out of 64. I took a few hours in trying to chronicle my own book, my second book, and there's a chapter and a half on geoengineering. So it's weather, and what they do, they cloud seed, you know, with aluminum particulates. And so it's not just barium, lithium, and strontium, which is, it makes the human mind docile and more like, puts you in a docile state, but also obedient state, if that makes sense. What I call them is brainwashed sheep. You know, I was part of the Klan myself. Interestingly enough, I was writing a book on UFOs, and then I was I almost got killed in a car accident in August of 2015. And a lady ran a red light in Mandeville, Louisiana, you know, not too far from Casino's, my casino, who's a really good friend of Randy Jackson, who I believe you used to work for, is that right?
I've worked for him doing art, and we produced some concerts together, and yeah, Randy Jackson.
Yeah, I love Randy. How do you know Mike Casino? Because I know you're on his friends list as well.
I know him through Randy Jackson, just being online, Facebook.
Just, okay, because you know, I had the... I had the good fortune of being able to get an interview with him that lasted 2 hours. And he gave us all the time that we needed. And interesting about, you know, we were talking about the moon landings and what we thought of him and what he thought of him, you know. So, but anyway, the geoengineering program is a serious, serious thing. And actually, if you look at my post today, I finally chronicled what occurred last Wednesday, you know, which was the 13th of November, 2019. And I chronicled 13 different photo shots of how beautiful the sky was, you know, at 7:30 in the morning. And about 9:15 in the morning, I didn't see just one high-altitude plane, jet. Julia, I saw four of them at one time, and they were all doing these big X's in the sky. And a lot of people would look up if they don't know anything about this. And again, I can prove it because I have the U.S. patents. That's all they have to do is ask me for the numbers, and they can look it up themselves. And you look at them, and if it was a contrail, and you know what a contrail would be, that's actually exhaust, the fumes from the airplane that create ice crystals, and it leaves a trail behind the plane. However, they suppose to, in the upper stratosphere, they suppose to dissipate, you know, after about, golly, depending on how cold it is, but, you know, especially in the winter months, they're going to dissipate probably longer as opposed to the summer months, if that makes sense. Because in the summer months, the upper stratosphere is not going to be as cool. Still going to be cold, but not quite as cool as it would be in the winter months. So in the winter months, they are going to dissipate within the hour to, you know, maybe an hour and 15 minutes. But in the summer months, they're going to dissipate within 30 minutes. The difference between a contrail and what we're seeing is, so it is just opposite. It's like black and white. It's like night and day. You know, it's just... These chemtrails stay up in the sky all day long. And as far as I know, as well as nighttime, you can't see them at night because the whitish, the gray haze that occurs the time day, you know, between when night appears, it's usually done within 24 hours before a rainfall. So when it rains on aluminum particulates, it actually forms the cloud seeding from these chemical trails. And if you look up barium, lithium, freon, strontium, those are really, really harmful. And as far as I know, they could be putting the flu virus, spraying you with that. You know, hey, it's flu season, beware, it's airborne. Well, if it's airborne, Julia, that means it's airborne in the atmosphere coming down on you while it rains, or even if it's not raining. It's not just falling on human beings, on your cars, your driveways, the foliage, the trees, but it's falling on your crops that you're growing. It's falling everywhere, your clothes. So it's really hard to get around it. You know, I remember when I was a kid, I used to, when it rained, you might have done the same thing. I used to put my tongue out wanting to taste the raindrops. Did you do that? I know I
yeah,
did.
Of course. Yeah, well, I had snow, so I got to taste the snow.
Well, you've seen black snow, haven't you? Because that hasn't been around a long time, but the last few years. One of my friends, David Conklin, actually chronicled black snow. And that was with chemtrails, snow, you know, snowballs coming out. And you do know snowflakes in the northern in the hemisphere and the southern hemisphere exact different. The molecular buildup of snowflakes are actually different in different parts of the world.
So when did
the molecular
start?
Makeup. It started in the mid-90s. I want to say, 95 or 96. And, but the weather manipulation program has been out since the 60s, the early 60s. And it's my firm belief that they are able to go into a hurricane system, the eye of the storm, and the technology that the governments have now is they can't necessarily create a hurricane, but they can slow it down to create more havoc and more damage. And why do they do that? Well, why do they do anything? They do it because of money. One of my friends, Rob T., I'm not going to mention his name because I don't have permission to mention his name. He used to fly Chemical Trail, the geoengineering program, the Chemtrail program, from Lincoln, Nebraska, and he did it for 7 years. The first 6.5 years, he had no clue what he was doing. He actually, the government narrative was that it's good for us. But now we're finding out that they're trying to block the sun, which prevents vitamin D into human beings, which you're more prone to be sick if you're not getting enough vitamin D. And you get that from the sun, the sun's rays. We're always taught that you can get skin cancer from the sun. And people who contracted skin cancer were normally the people who put a lot of oils on, suntan lotion. And it's not the sun that's giving people cancer. It's the suntan oil. And
right.
They're very harmful ingredients. And you see, we've been sold a bag of goods, and they do it for money. If you ever heard of Dr. Otto Warburg?
No.
He was Hitler's doctor back in the early 40s, and Hitler contracted throat cancer. And Dr. Warburg had a cure for cancer, and he cured Hitler from his cancer. So they do not, cancer was cured 100 years ago, almost 100 years ago. They do not want to cure cancer. They want to create it. Because curing cancer will cost the big pharmaceutical industry almost billion dollars a year.
Mm.
So they want to keep you sick and treat the symptoms. Forget about the cures. They'll treat the symptoms and profit off of because big pharma is part of the beast system. And the beast system isn't just your political system. It's the elites. It's not just the bankers. It is the beast system.
Who created the program?
Well, if you go back to what I was suggesting earlier, you got six corporate entities that control 90% of all information given to human beings. Anybody that's associated with the Rothschild family, the Rockefellers, the DuPonts, even the Bushes on a smaller scale, the Vanderbilts, the Bilderbergs, the richest families in the world, whoever controls the banks controls the world. And
right.
Those are the world controllers. They are the elites of the world. And people like, the, you know, people say George Soros, the Clintons, all the presidents. It's not just the politicians are just puppets to these people. These are the controllers. Whoever has the money, just follow the money. And, you know, think about the U.S. Federal Reserve. We don't own money. You know, you look at Richard Nixon, got rid of the gold standard. But in 1913, President Woodrow Wilson signed away America's, the U.S. Federal Reserve, to the WCB, the World Central Bank. So in other words, these billionaires bought America's treasury from the millionaires, because the billionaires have more money than the millionaires. And it's a puppet system, it's an elite system, and we don't go to war because we're fighting for our freedom. We go to war over money. Have you ever heard of Dick Cheney?
Yes, of course.
Dick Cheney profited from Halliburton, $35 billion to get into the Iraq War. And as you know, the Bush family profited pretty well as well. You know, $500 million to George W. Bush and his family, Herbert Walker Bush. And war is over God, G-O-D, gold, oil, drugs. And that's why they fight war, because it's over money. And to take over their resources, to rape their resources, take all of the ancient artifacts that's worth millions and millions of dollars, to create the New World Order, one world government. And that's exactly what's happened in the United States today. Trump, to me, is controlled opposition. You know, he pretends like he's representing people who love God and all, but if you think about it, the left hate the right, and the right also hates the left. Trump's tweets is intentionally done because he wants to piss them off, just like the left pisses him off, to keep people angry, because we're living today in a culture of hate. And hate doesn't come from God. It comes from the devil. And
right.
We are being plundered, raped of our morals. We're being raped of our resources as far as how we raise our kids. The government wants to do everything for you because they want to leave you completely helpless of any dignity, of any hope, because they think we're a bunch of stupid sheep. And most people are. Most people are so brainwashed, either to the left or the right. They absolutely know better. They don't know better. And you need people like us that can really educate people. Say, if you don't ever look into it, like these U.S. patents, then you're going to sit there and argue with me forever. You know,
right.
If you think the government is your friend, then I have some oceanfront property in Nebraska to sell you. You know, if you think the government's your friend.
A nice bridge.
Yeah, exactly.
So what are some of the patents? Can you give us the numbers and the description?
Yeah, you got a pen? I'm going to give you 10. How about if I give you 10 of them?
Okay, and I'm recording this, so of course I don't need a pen right now. But go ahead.
Okay. Look up some of these numbers. Go to the U.S. Patents website, the U.S. Patent Office. Research the following patents. 837-3962. Here's
okay.
Another one, 764-5326. Here's another one, 689-0497. Here's another
okay.
one, 653-9812. And I'm going to give you six more. Patent number 638-2526.
I am writing these down.
Oh, you are? Good. Patent number 611-0590 is another one, 603-0506. And I'm going to give you three more.
Okay.
592-2976. Let me take another one at random here. 555-6029. And I'm going to give you one more. 505-9909. I believe I gave you 11 of them.
Let's see here.
And it absolutely gives you a full description of the United States government. Some of them actually from the UK patents, but for the most part, the lion's share is the U.S. the military, the United States government.
Yeah. Why would they spray the land?
Number one is if you're blocking vitamin D to give people to try to block the sun or to hide God's creation, because there's many times you can look up in the sky and you can see the moon out on one side of the sky and you see the sun on the other side. You've seen that before in the daytime.
Sure.
You're not supposed to see that at all. But that's not the reason. The reason why is if you go to the Georgia Guidestones, which is right outside of Atlanta, Georgia, they tell you in plain sight. Have you ever heard of the Georgia Guidestones?
Yes.
That is the New World Order, that they want to eliminate 90% of the population. They're telling everybody that the world is overpopulated, which is a crock of crap, because if you took all the world's people, you could fit them in the state of Texas, all the people in the world. So they're lying to you about everything, but they do not want you to be well. They're trying to kill infants, young children, and old people. But they try, and that's why they're trying to get Trump in a war. You know, when Trump pulled out of Syria, all the left was mad, and then ABC News reports comes out that following the next day that Turkey was bombing Syria. Come to find out that video was faked by ABC. It was actually a Kentucky military fireworks show at Fort Pike in Kentucky in 2017, the same exact video. And ABC used this as telling the world that Turkey was actually bombing the Kurds in Syria. So ABC actually had to retract this story, Julia. So They don't lie about some of it. They lie about everything. Essentially, they lie. They don't tell the truth about anything. But to answer that question about chemical trails, they're doing it to get you sick, to get you unwell. And there's certain things that we can do as humans to keep us well. Where all these aluminum particulates, freon, barium, lithium, won't affect you, because you can take certain products that would take the heavy metals out of your body, like colloidal silver, alkaline, drink alkaline water, apple cider vinegar. There's a lot of things that you can eat and drink that will keep you well. And, you know, me personally, I don't take aspirins, acetaminophen, ibuprofen. No chemicals made by man. I will not take anything because it's poison and you're over-the-counter medicines. Obviously, chemicals aren't good for your body anyway. But when you put chemicals in the air, airborne, that can't be good for anybody. I mean, it's almost like putting your face into an exhaust, a truck that's a car exhaust pipe, and breathing that exhaust when you start your car up. It's the same thing. Not good for you.
What is Morgellons disease?
That's a great question, because when I was into the alien stuff and all, it's an alien disease. I think it's the same thing. I think it's something that's created in a laboratory somewhere in the world, probably in the U.S. You know, just like the doctor that created the AIDS virus created the AIDS virus in a Chicago laboratory.
Robert Gallo?
That's his name. Dr. Gallo, is he still alive?
I don't know. I haven't looked.
Because
him up
normally they kill people when they don't want you to know the truth. You know, they usually kill people, silence them, or just make them go away, pay them off, because you know you get paid to lie. And it's the world is run by psychopaths, and we are the sheep. I have an old saying for you. It's The world is run by psychopaths. To the sheep. Wait, hang on a second. I'm looking for it.
One of them says that the world is run by psychopaths for insane reasons, and that was John Lennon.
Yeah, he called and that's one of the reasons why he was actually killed, because of Nixon was trying to deport him for years and years and years because, and of course Pink Floyd and their music took off the same thing, is that, you know, that called the elites the psychopaths, and the world's run by psychopaths. And here's something, the New World Order about the Georgia Guidestones. It's the biggest and most dangerous terrorist group in the world, want to kill 7.3 billion people. They have stated their intentions, Julia, very clearly, carved in stone in 12 different languages. I mean, you can go to Georgia and check it out. It's not that far. You know what I mean? It's written.
Well, I've seen them, not in person, but I've seen them online, and they got vandalized one day and cleaned up, and who knows who's doing all that.
Yeah, it is what it is. We live in a crazy, crazy world. But you ever heard that old expression, truth in plain sight, you know? Now, I got another health thing for you would be when you go to the grocery, like Whole Foods or Walgreens, you can buy sodium fluoride-free toothpaste. Hitler gave his the people in concentration camps, as well as his own people, fluoride in the water. That's when they started putting fluoride in the water. But in 1955, Crest became the first fluoride toothpaste. And what fluoride does, it calcifies the pineal gland, otherwise known as your third eye, which literally has rods and cones, just like your other eyes. So did you know what a pineal gland is?
Right, I do.
It's in the center of your skull, and it's got rods and cones, just like your other eyes. And it's so toxic that it's considered hazardous waste by the EPA. Think of that for a second. That's how toxic fluoride is. And people brush their teeth with that crap 3 times a day. So if you want to know why humanity has been dumbed down, that's one of the reasons. So I encourage your listeners, I encourage everybody to buy, like, Tom's toothpaste, fluoride-free, and reclaim your sense of purpose, your sense back. You know, it's because what it does to the pineal gland, it dulls it, it nullifies it. And, of course, the pineal gland is actually your spiritual manifestation from your flesh. When you die, that's when your pineal gland activates, you know, from the live person to the dead person. Because, you know, your body's just rented for 70 to 80 years, you know. So your spiritual realm from the flesh realm is your pineal gland. And fluoride is, Hitler fluoridated the water in the concentration camps to sedate his prisoners. Think about it, to sedate them. And it's also the same ingredient in rat poison in Prozac. Think about that. The main ingredient in rat poison is fluoride. And people are brushing their teeth with that each and every day.
3 times a day.
That's sometimes 4, you know. But I've been on the health kick for 5 years, you know, since 2014. And when I woke up, when I broke my neck in a car accident, and it just did something to me. And it made me look at the world differently. Now, of course, I usually try to shut the heck up about things. I only answer people when they ask me a question. I don't bring it up, you know what I mean? I try
it's
to
hard.
Educate people.
A lot of hostility.
Essentially, for no reason at all, you know what I mean? The only thing I encourage people to do is please, there's always two sides to every story, to every truth. Some truths you find out when you look on the other side of the fence that what you thought was true was actually false. You know, up is down and down is up. You know, we live that in this kind of world. But anger is not part of my persona, you know, because education is meaningless if they lie to you. But knowledge means everything, because that's what the word knowledge means. You know what you know. You know what you know is no ledge. You know it. So there's a difference between thinking what's true and what actually is true.
So how do the chemtrails use GMOs?
GMOs is part of the subject matter, but it's been more infiltrated by a company called Monsanto. Actually, you might not have known this, but Monsanto is the largest food company in the United States.
Right, and it just got backed by Bayer, Big Pharma.
Yeah, well, think about it. You can grow tomatoes and oranges and this, that, and the other, and but they spraying it with pesticides, just like they do on your meat. You know, the in a radioactive chickens, you know, they injecting chickens with steroids to make them lay more eggs. And of course, GMO, genetically modified organisms, there's no telling what they put them in them, you know. I don't know if your audience is ready to hear this, but if you ever heard of a company called Cenotex, Cenotyx, and where people do abortions, they have human fetal tissue and vaccines, human fetal tissue and Lay's potato chips and a lot of these that's part of what the GMOs are. Cannibalism is crazy, but in a sense, depending on what you eat, you really almost are a cannibal. There's a lot of money in abortion. There's a lot of money, and it's the same people that's doing the chemtrails. It's the same people that lied about the moon landing hoax. They want to divorce you from God, your creator. And it's a completely different narration, but they've created a society, a world of sheep. People who are yes sir, no sir, people who no longer think for themselves. If you ask someone a question, they're not ready to give you the answer. They'll Google it. Google has become people's brains, Snopes. And unfortunately, the only book of truth in the world is the Holy Bible. You know, I hear, the Bible is written by man, it's fairy tales. I said, well, who in the hell think wrote your stupid science books? Man. So we live in an artificial world. Society has become so fake that when you speak to people, hate the truth. When you speak the truth, people hate it. And that's how we live in an artificial consumerism, materialism. Everything has been plasticized, and it has become a soulless society, a moralless society. And are you familiar with the New Babylon?
No.
If you go to Revelation chapters 19 and 20, New Babylon, as described in Revelations, describes a country, a people that are so rich, they own all the world's money, all the resources, the land of liberty and freedom, that people will die just to get there. Well, the New Babylon is the United States of America, or the Mystery Babylon. There's over 100 scriptures that pinpoint the red, white, and blue as the New Babylon, or Mystery Babylon. And just like the Roman Empire, think about how powerful the Roman Empire was, Julia. Nobody could conquer them. Nobody. But guess what? They conquered themselves. When you lose your soul, your moral fiber, when you're heartless and godless and moralless, all the money in the world can't save you at that point. When you lose your soul, you're lost. You're gone. And that's exactly what's happened to the United States is, when you lose your soul, you got nothing left. All the money in the world can't save you at that point. So we're at that point. We're at the apex point of this country's history because we are the leader of the world. But we are self-destructing. We're actually imploding because of moralist, soulless, godless society that we're living in today. Think about it. They got families that they get that three-year-old kid that's not old enough to decide what gender they're going to be. Oh, well, I have a son, but I'm going to turn him into a woman, a girl. And my son's 3 years old. I mean, that is demonic. That's as demonic as you can get. To take your little boy and make him into a girl at 3 years old. And that's just an analogy of a lot of these Hollywood people, men, actually women, and a lot of these women are actually men. you know. And
right.
That's when you're going to have the false Christ come, the Antichrist first, and that's when, you know, they say Jesus ain't coming back as the Son of God. He's coming back as the Son of Man. Because just like he flooded the world 3,000 years ago, it's coming. I just don't know when. How much longer can we take this type of behavior? And it's government controlled, run by psychopaths, because 90% of the people are yes sir, no sir, a bunch of brainwashed sheep that don't know better. And it's Generation X, you know, compared to the World War II generation, compared to the baby boomers, and I'm talking about these millennials, they can't decide whether they're boys or girls. And because when I was growing up, they had two genders. Now, how many genders you got today? What, 700? I mean, it's absolutely atrocious. It's so laughable. If it wasn't so sad, I'd be laughing all, every day. It's like a comedy show. But it's but it is what it is, you know. But the chemtrail program is the deep state. It's run by the same people who run your banks, your money, your news, you know. People, oh, I hate Fox, or I hate CNN. Well, guess what? The same families own CNN. As they do Fox. And by the way, you know what Fox means in numerology?
666.
666, that's right.
I figured that out about 25 years ago or longer.
Wow.
Before
well,
Fox,
look, we can continue if you wish at another time.
Do you have to go? Because I have about three more questions.
Yeah, let's go ahead and shoot. I'm gonna give, can we do it in about 5 minutes?
I wanted to know what you thought about the HARP program.
The what program?
HARP, the weather modification program.
Well, that goes with the, yeah, they got the HARP facility in Alaska. And they got something that's even more so, the CERN, C-E-R-N, which is in Switzerland, about 11 miles from the Rothschild estate. The HARP program goes with the 5G towers, which goes with the chemtrails in the air. Because if you think about it, when you're luminizing the atmosphere with the 5G towers, that with weather control, if I'm going to bring you back to last year with the Paradise fires in California, where they use directed energy weapons where you can't put out the fires. And because the atmosphere, the lower atmosphere, the troposphere is so heated from the elements from 5G, and the microwave transmissions is elevated past 2,000 megahertz and safe levels of 1,500. And when you're over 2,000 continuously, fires are going to be a lot hotter than 1,500 degrees. You know, some of these fires in Paradise was over 3,000 degrees, which is absolutely impossible. So that's part of the chemical trail, is they put in so much aluminum and they heat up, they're trying to heat up the atmosphere. It's not called climate change. It's called climate control. And that's exactly what, in other words, they can possibly burn us all to death. If you got smart meters at your home, take them out. Or put aluminum foil over it.
Put aluminum foil over it?
That's correct. Over your smart meter. Yeah. And that's what I do.
Well, that's good to know. I have one last question for you, which is, what do you say to those who don't believe in chemtrails?
I would just encourage them to look up some of those patents. And if we talk another time, I can give you all 64 patents that I have. But there's actually 113 patents. If they look into, they even have videos at a company, some of the stuff that you can look up, that they'll give you links as well. They actually can create tornadoes. They can create, they can essentially create anything. But if they look into those patents, whoever doubts me, they can come back on your program or they can, you know, on your YouTube channel and say, hey, you know what? Mr. Hollander was right. That's all they have to do. And the funny thing about people who don't like to do research, oh, you look them up. Oh, show me, prove it to me. Well, you know, I don't have to prove nothing to nobody, Julia. You can prove it to yourself just by researching past your nose. And that's the problem with how docile people are. They're so brainwashed, they think that you're crazy. But if they simply look at those patent numbers, then it would be, it's unquestionably, it's there. Hopefully that's a sufficient answer, because they can just look at those patents themselves.
That is the perfect answer.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate that. Yeah,
because
you can prove it to people. And that's the reason why I don't get angry at anybody, because if they want to get angry, that tells me they already lost the argument. You know what I mean? Because if you can't, if you're willing to be nice and treat people with respect and love, you do expect to get it back. You know, if I get antsy or angry with somebody, then I have to call myself out. But if you refuse to look at the evidence, you know, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make the horse to drink the water. You know what I mean? And that's really all I try to do, you know, as a researcher. And I guess I'm probably a professional researcher, because I've written a book. You know, you can get my book online. You know, it's called Flat Truth. And it's on Amazon, eBay, and it's Mark Stephen Hollander. So I have a couple of YouTube channels, and, you know, we have fun once a week. You know, I come on Tuesday nights. And, in fact, tomorrow night, the guy that's coming on is George Bush's caregiver. You know, people used to think he was the grandson of George Bush, but he actually was the caregiver to George Herbert Walker Bush in his last days. So he's got a fascinating story to tell, and he's going to be on my show tomorrow night.
I can't wait. And can I ask you to do
Well, you got to come on my show, too, you know. So I'm going to invite you on, and we're going to have a lot of fun together.
Absolutely. Before you go, can you say that your name and then say you're listening to Something Wicked Radio?
Absolutely. This is Mark Stephen Hollander, and you are listening to Something Wicked Radio, starring Julia Hollingsworth.
Tell us what to do. Everybody here can tell you how, but not why. All of your life, why were we put here by the sun? With nobody here to tell us why it burns. Lots of people here could tell you how, but not why. All of your life. Before you die, 'cause all you'll hear is how, never why. Oh, be a good soul, let your prayers surround you. Why are we here all alone? Praying love creates immortal souls. All the love within you tells you how and why. All of your life.
And you're listening to Something Wicked Radio.